Are you asking the right question?
You know, how would this person say this? When you start thinking about how they would say it, it starts to bring you to a place of why they would say it, which is even more important than how they would say it, because the why always leads you to the how.
One of my favorite kind of conversations, low key, are the conversations I didn't expect to have.
Oh, those
and
are
I
good.
think I get thrown into a lot of those conversations, but
it's rare to find a good one.
Yeah.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
What's y'all favorite kinds of conversation?
The kind that stimulates that baby's mind.
What does that mean?
It's good conversation. Full attentiveness conversation.
Full attentiveness conversation? Yeah. Where you're fully attentive or where they're fully attentive?
Both parties are fully attentive.
Oh, okay. What about you?
I was going to ask a question.
Go ahead.
In regards, I was going to be like, what are the different kinds of conversation? I mean, in my mind, when I heard the question, I was like, well, I mean, there's a million different kinds of conversation. There's existential conversation. That's one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
There's conversations about spirituality. There's deep conversations. There's, you know, what's the small talk?
Yeah, like
those are just one of, like, is what are the kind of conversations that you guys were referring to? I mean, those are the ones that I was thinking of. I don't know if that's what you guys were, examples of what you guys were thinking of.
I was thinking just, like, literally out of the whole spectrum of all possible conversations that could happen. So,
which,
like,
we will not name at this current time.
Yeah, we're not going to name them because we ain't looked this up. But, so I think, like, so, yeah, there's small talk. There's in-depth conversations. There are existential conversations. But there are also, like, I think there are short, meaningful conversations as well. There's, maybe we can look at it from, I'll have a follow-up then. So you said conversations where both parties are attentive. Yours is existential conversations. I don't know why that's such a difficult.
You can finish your sentence.
Such a difficult word to say, but what?
I was just going to say, I don't even really know what that means.
It's really about questions about your existence, why we exist.
Oh, wow. I like those conversations.
Yeah, that's literally what existential is, like existential.
Existential.
Yeah.
The essential.
Existential.
The essentialness of existing.
Yeah. And then, like, there could be conversations that are, like, pointless conversations, you know, surface level conversations. I think my favorite kinds of conversations are conversations where I get to get insight into how you think.
It's gonna be my next one.
Like, it doesn't have to be about a specific topic, but when I can actually get the person's, like, true perspective, and just, like, you know, when you watch their wheels turning and, like, you're like, you actually, okay, you're thinking about this. I like those type of conversations because they make me think too. And I also I think it's cool how people get to certain conclusions about certain things. So, yeah, that's my favorite kind of conversation.
Go ahead.
What you about to say?
You can go ahead.
I was going to change the, go to the next thing.
Well, I was going to say, I agree. I think that was going to be one of the other ones that I thought of was, yeah, just conversations that allow me to see deeper into people's point of view and conversations that are, like, I mean, of course, heart to hearts, that kind of thing, but just conversations that really expand my worldview. So, like, you may think a way that's completely opposite to me, and now because we're having that kind of conversation where it's like me trying to understand you, you trying to understand me, those conversations I don't feel like having as much as I would like them to, but I think that they're some of my favorite.
Yeah. Especially if you, I don't know, sometimes you think you know somebody, or you know them in passing, or maybe, like, y'all work together or y'all went to school together. But then when you actually sit down and have, like, a real in-depth conversation with them. Now, whether you guys wind up being friends after the conversation, you know, that's up in the air. But you get to actually get some insight into, like, who the person really is or how they truly think and just, like, their honest perspective. And, like, you know, just kind of respect that on some level. Unless they're being disrespectful, and then, you know, that's a whole nother thing. You got anything? All right. Do y'all have a favorite, like, topic that you like to talk about? Like, some, what's the one thing that if somebody brings this topic up, you'd be like, oh, I've been waiting to tell somebody about this. What's that for y'all? All right, I'll go first. Food. I do like talking about food. But I think for me, my favorite subject, I don't know. It might actually be food. I think food and then, I don't know. Okay, y'all go first. I'll go last.
I mean, one of the ones I said, which I guess is the topic of existential conversations, like just about why we think the world is or why we think we are the way we are. I think that's really cool because, like, I could be thinking that this is all there is, and you could be like, nah, I was reincarnated as a cat. And it'd be like, okay, how did you come to that conclusion? Like, right. You thought you was a cat before here? What kind of cat? Was you a black cat? Was you a Bengal cat? Like, what kind of cat? You know, that kind of thing. So I think those kind of conversations, they're just cool. It'd be fun to have. On that topic. Outside of that, I mean, I love having conversations about music. But really, it's more so perspective stuff. Like, I think the topic doesn't always matter, but it just makes things more interesting.
What about you?
Question one more time.
What's your favorite topic?
Got you.
Yeah. Like, the thing that gets you really excited.
Initially, I was going to say I haven't found a topic that actually gets me excited. So I think I'm going to still say I haven't found a topic that actually gets me excited to want to talk about. But I like talking about, like, where we're going. Those type of conversations. Like, what are we doing?
So that's the type of conversations that get you excited. You just smile when you said that. You had the straightest face when you said, I like to talk about where we're going. Like, you just, the whole expression changed.
Like building type of conversations.
Okay. Framework and systems.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily in the regular way. Yeah. Like, aspirational.
Mm-hmm. Conversation.
I don't need to know how we getting here.
Just where we going.
Just where we going. Why are we going here? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to go here? Stuff like that. And I just like vulnerable conversations, like conversations that feel natural or like that we known each other. I just like good conversation. So the topic don't really matter. I just like the goodness of the conversation.
I mean, what's defined as good? I'm just curious.
Both parties are fully attentive. We both want to be here. We both are engaged in this conversation. Or everybody in the conversation, it don't got to just be one or two people. Everybody that's in the conversation is a part of the conversation. And we don't have to agree. It's just good conversation. It just feels good. And then that goes, and we're building something. It could be a connection, a relationship, but we're building something. It's not just like, I'm wasting my time speaking and you wasting your time speaking because I don't even really want to be here.
So, like, conversations that actually, like, foster some level of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And you like conversations about why we're here. He likes to talk about where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to talk about why we're here. I like to talk about what food we're going to eat on the way.
And after.
Yes. Before, during, and after. But no, my favorite, I do like to talk about food. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. But my favorite kinds of conversations, I think, are the unexpected conversations. I like asking very random, outlandish questions and seeing people's reactions. But then it turning into a conversation and like learning, okay, what their perspective is very cool to me as well. Because I don't necessarily always want to ask the same old questions because then you get the same answer or you get like a rehearsed answer or something like, I don't know. I like to make people think. I don't want you to feel like you could just answer this. Well, some questions are yes or no, okay? Some are yes or no. But sometimes, like, just, like, startling you with this question. And it's like there's nothing else to it. I don't have, like, a objective motive but to just hear, like, what your response is. I do this to my parents often. I know that they hate it. But I enjoy it a lot. And that's probably also why I used to get stuck in those long conversations with people that I didn't know how to end. Because I like asking random questions. So if you randomly give me your perspective, I'd be like, wow, you really think like this, huh? So yeah, I think how did we get here is more so my thing. And I actually used to say that to people.
I think asking yes or no questions isn't bad if the person actually wants to be in the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a certain level of vulnerability, because yes or no question with an explanation is an amazing conversation.
Yeah.
Like, so the yes or no question is just the question. But where we go from here, we could go anywhere from here because the person or people were open and willing to
go on the journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So conversation is a journey.
Go ahead.
You good?
I was going to say, I really like conversations. What was you about to say?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was I going to say? He said something about yes or no questions.
Nick opened the floor for, like, the explanation opens.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm doing my best to not ask yes or no questions because it doesn't typically encourage people to want to answer anything after it. So I'm doing my best to not ask those, because me being like, do you like Jordans? You're like, yeah. It doesn't typically get most people to explain further, as opposed to being like, why are Jordans your favorite sneaker? Mm-hmm. Now you can't give me a yes. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but
if I'm like your favorite sneaker,
you'd be like, yes. And it'd be like, and that's funny as well, right? That's interesting because we can have a conversation about that. But I think in most cases, like, asking questions that go past that yes or no, which encourages you, like, to either think about it or to give a more thoughtful answer, is what I'm aiming to do. So I do my best to not just ask yes or no questions. Nothing wrong with them, but I just do my best to not lead with those anymore.
I think answering yes or no questions more profoundly, well, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But just like how when we did the surveys, we got questions. These not even yes or no questions. And you'd just be like the answers or responses be like, that had nothing to do with anything that I just asked. And I don't even know how to respond to this. So I would have liked you to just say yes or no, because.
But I think a lot of times if there is like more of an explanation, I think in written form it's easier to kind of read between the lines, and like you get to reread it and get a better understanding. I think if they're talking to you, it does open the door for you to ask more questions, because it's like, all right, that's not the type of answer that I was looking for, or that's not actually what I was asking. So something that Damani had made me start thinking about, or he encouraged me to start thinking about years ago, was, are you asking the right question? Because, like, the reason why maybe you don't understand the response or don't understand how it fits into what you were searching for is because you didn't ask the question in the way that would get them to think in that way. And a lot of times, I know for me, I still be working on this, because it's not necessarily the easiest thing to formulate a question in a way to get another person, whether you know them or not, to think in the exact framework that you're thinking. And it's also like, with the surveys, my question is, I wanted to leave them kind of open because I wanted to see where your mind went when you heard this question. But that's just because I really like to see how people's minds work. So, but yeah, I think it opens up the door for more questions, which inevitably gives you more conversation if the person is open to actually conversing.
Yeah. Feel free to answer the survey that we have for you guys.
We'll drop it below. So you guys
make sure that you're honest, open,
And transparent.
There we
hot.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you're hot.
Like fire.
Mm-hmm. Give me what you got.
I was going to say, I definitely remember talking to you about that because that was actually from iRobot, one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah.
And just the whenever I saw that clip, it was like, pretty much, I don't know if y'all remember the clip, but Will Smith was talking to the AI, and he kept asking him questions, and he's like, that's not the right answer. That's not the right question. That's not the right question. And eventually, he kept asking until he got to the right question, and the AI's like, now that is the right, that's the right question.
He didn't answer it, though.
He didn't, but it gets you to...
I just thought about that. Yeah.
He definitely didn't answer at all, but he had him thinking in the right way. And I think when you ask the right questions... And sometimes you don't even know what the right question is until you see somebody's response. So you're like, you'll ask them something, and then they'll respond to something, and it's like, oh, at least this is what happens with me. I'll ask somebody a question, and how you respond lets me know if what I said is what you heard. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I ask you again, why Jordans are your favorite shoe, and you like, yes, I'm like, okay, what I said you didn't hear, or there was a disconnect in what I said. So, like, understanding, you talked a little bit about, like, how you frame the question, because sometimes it just takes a matter of, like, if somebody asks you a random question with no context, sometimes your answer ends up being completely different. So it's like, sometimes you have to frame the question so that you can get the answer that you're looking for, or the answer that's in the space that you're looking for.
And I will say, what I used to do before I learned this was, I would ask the question again. I wouldn't change no words. And I would be like, no, that's not what I said. What I said was this. And then they would still not give me the right answer. And then I'll get louder. You know, you say it a little bit louder because clearly you didn't hear me. So let me ask it one more time in a higher volume. Yeah, it didn't really work out that great. And then I would attempt to rephrase it, but I wasn't thinking from the mindset of like, they're not thinking in the way that you're thinking. So you need to, like, really, like take a moment to think. And then really reframe this in a way that, like, okay, I'm asking this. Still, sometimes I still don't get it.
I be taking time to process how I'm thinking and who I'm talking to. So I can do my best for the recipient of this whatever I'm about to say, to understand what I'm saying and where I'm coming from and why I'm saying this. In the past, I used to feel like it was bad or negative. I was doing a little too much processing, but people be expecting an immediate response. My immediate response, you might not understand anything that I'm talking about. If you ask me a question, I just give you the first thing that come out of my mouth. And it's like, huh? Because I might not explain why. I might just say the headline.
The sky is blue and red. And then you just be like, what? What? That's not what I asked you. I asked, did you want an egg today?
Mm-hmm. And I had something. Okay. All
right. that was a twist. All right.
About something Damani said. It made me think of Still Like an Artist. I think it was in regards to, are you asking the right questions? And getting Will Smith to think in the right way. Mm-hmm. And Still Like an Artist, they were talking about basically great artists or stealing from your inspirations or the people who you aspire to be, but not stealing their work, but stealing how they think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts. That's something that I did when I was starting. Ironically enough, when you start doing imitations of people, not even just in music or like in conversation, like in dialogue or something like that, but like when you just start imitating people in general, what was happening for me was that it was almost like I was imitating in hopes that like some of their thought process, their wisdom would kind of ooze off and I would get some of the line of thinking just by the sheer act of me like imitating how they would say something. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you actually get stuff. Like you might say something and like, you know, how would this person say this? And then when you start thinking about how they would say it, it starts to bring you to a place of why they would say it, which is even more important than how they would say it. Because the why always leads you to the how. Yeah. So that's all I had for that. I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah.
It's good stuff.
You had questions?
I had something that I just thought about. Yesterday I was at work. I opened the door for some people. They was doing an imitation of like a British accent. Mm-hmm. I ain't peep it until they walked past me and I was like, I could've mate or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I could've joined in. But that's all I was thinking about.
G'day, mate.
I think that I like asking questions. I think that asking questions and being open to answering questions, I think even in you saying you stop, you pause and think about who you're talking to and how they receive it and everything like that, I've learned to do that more. And like you, I feel like I was over-processing at one point to the point where it became more that I was, I guess I feel like sugarcoating versus like just asking what I wanted to know.
I was just going to say to that point. After you saying what you said, I feel like I was looking for the perfect answer or the perfect question or the right thing to say, mm-hmm. rather than saying what I mean, like using the words that I know to
say what you mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was looking for, and then it was like two, and this might be a woman thing, but I would ask a question hoping for a very specific answer. And then keep asking the question until I got that answer. And if I didn't get that answer, I'd just be like, forget it. Y'all ever did that?
No.
No?
No.
Just me? Okay.
Ask a question and then ask a question again.
Because I'm like, clearly
you'd be like, forget it.
Yeah, because like, clearly you don't know what I'm saying. No, I said what I said was this. So then your response is supposed to be that. But then you didn't give me that response. So let me ask you one more time. Because clearly you didn't, hear it.
I didn't do that.
You didn't understand. I'm going to reword this real quick. You didn't understand. This is what I'm talking about. We was doing that the other day, but it wasn't a question. It wasn't because I wanted to hear a certain response either. It was just, we just was not talking about the same thing at all. Mm-hmm. But I used to do it. And then I'd be like, you know what? Forget it. Because you're not answering the question. I'm not getting the answer that I'm looking for. And you're not answering the question in the way that I desire for me to get the information that I need. And that tells me enough. So.
Yeah. I think for myself.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't doing that one. That wasn't a...
Y'all never did
that? Whenever I typically ask questions, I don't have people's answer in my mind.
I'll be having what I want you to say or what I think you might say.
Yeah, I don't be having any of that. Like, I just kind of like ask the question and just like see what happens most times. Mm. Just be like, word, what do you think about this? Because I never know what anybody's thinking. So like, I'll ask you something. What do you think about this? These two artists or something. And like, I may know you and know you, like you may seem like you have a bias towards one artist versus the other, but when I'm asking, I'm not going to assume that I know because I don't know. Like, where are you?
I won't call it assuming, you know, educated guess, you know? Hypothesis. Now, but I do be having like, well, I also used to kind of run the conversation in my head a little bit, so I would ask a question. But sometimes I just be asking a question. I don't know where the question came from. That happens more so now. Like, I'll just ask a random question that just popped in my head, and I'll ask it because I don't want to forget it. So then I have no expectations of what you might think or say or do. Or even if I do have, like, a guess of maybe what you lean toward, I don't know. I'd be open to, like, just hear what you have to say at that point. But sometimes I do be having a, like, if you could just say this, then I could say this. And then we could, you know, live happily ever after. No? Okay. Hey, I mean, I'm just being honest, you know? Honest, open, and transparent. You know, but, I had two questions. One is going to take us, like, back, and then the other one is going to move us forward.
I think we should go back first, and then...
All right. Back to existentialism. Mm-hmm. Does existentialism include aliens? Do those conversations include that?
I feel like they might. I don't have the Webster's Dictionary in front of me to confirm whether or not it does, but I feel like in my mind... It involves everything that is in regards to existence and the state of existing. So, I mean, like, do we exist in relation to, you know, where we exist in relation to other things?
They say aliens is in the ocean.
Yeah, I was about to say, they just confirmed, finally, that the aliens are actually in the ocean, you know, which means that space is not above us. It's below us.
Well, I mean, does that mean what that means?
Zig Ziglar. Well,
okay, I don't know if that means what that means, but I think that, well, I mean, it makes sense if space is above and below us, but I don't know. They've been exploring the ocean. I need them to stop.
Yeah. Well, I was more so asking, like, if...
If one is true, does that mean the other one's not?
No, I was more so asking.
You see, hypothesis.
Yeah, no, I was more so... Completely. I was going to say, does aliens being underwater mean that space is underwater?
What is space?
They said outer space is the ocean. Like, so like if you watch how the rocket ship goes through space, it looks like it's going through water. Like even with like the ripples and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I heard that's also because the
ozone layer?
No, because the water is being reflected by the this mirroring the sky or whatever. So like it's a mirror. So I mean it could be based on that.
Are they going through the water or the sky? Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense though. Okay, so the sky is reflecting the water. Mm-hmm. Right. We all know that. They confirmed that decades ago, okay? So, if the sky is just a mirror, then it would make sense if the ocean was space and the sky was just a mirror.
So, where is the sun at?
In the ocean, clearly.
It's within you. That's why when you look up, you look at a mirror because you are the light.
Ding, 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 ding.
See, that man had that answer queued up. He was waiting. He set you up.
Okay,
these are conversations that I like. Yeah. Like, they not leading to nothing.
Nothing at all. They're
everybody just
like,
engaged.
Yeah. I like these conversations, too. Yeah,
that's funny.
And that was a random question that I decided to ask. Okay. Mm. All right. And then moving forward. What are your least favorite conversations? I know we said small talk in, like, a previous episode, and I'll link that above somewhere. But if I can't find it, then... Just go back and watch all of them.
I don't dislike small talk anymore. Yeah, it'd be cool. It's like you just in and out. Mm-hmm. It's like you run to the store to get a bag of chips or something, and then you're out of there. We're not grocery shopping. I was here for what I need. Mm-hmm. Get up out of there. My least favorite conversations would be draining conversations, like or a one-sided conversation. I would say that.
What does that look like?
One person is having a conversation.
And the other person not responding?
Mm-hmm. Or not there.
Oh, mentally?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'm talking
to a wall at this point.
Yeah, might as well. Just act like you're vlogging. What about you?
I also don't dislike small talk because I realize small talk leads to big talk and or deep talk. Mm.
Or TikTok.
There's that.
That was actually good.
But yeah, in terms of my least favorite kind of conversations, what are my least favorite kind of conversations? I guess complaints, just complaining conversations where it's like, which is similar to what Breeze was saying. It's not really a conversation because it doesn't ever move past this thing is happening to me. It's never like, this thing is happening to me, so I'm going to do this. It's always, this thing is happening to me. I hate how this feels. Blah. And it just never moves past that. And then I'm just sitting here like, you know, I definitely didn't ask to be a part of this one. You guys, you took me against my will here.
And I'm not having this experience.
Yeah. So, wait, what did you say?
And I'm not having this experience.
Oh, I'm not having this experience. Okay, gotcha. I was like,
yes.
What? I was like, what? I had to redouble back. I'm like, what did that man say?
Yesterday, somebody was like, what's your name? I see you all the time. Like, we talk all the time, but I don't even know your name. I was like, I don't know your name either. And I was like, I'm Devontae. She was like, I'm such and such. And I was like, what'd you say? And then she was like, I'm such and such. Nice to meet you. And then she walked out. I ain't say nothing because I still don't know her name. Okay. Yeah. So next time I see her, I'm like, what's your name again?
That's funny.
Yeah. I didn't want to be the first. Nice to meet you. Like, I don't even know her name.
It's okay.
That reminds me of a conversation I had had briefly when I was working. It was one person. He was walking out the door, and it was him and his friend, and he was walking out the door. And I was like, "Hey, how's it going?" And he was like, "What's up?" And then he started saying something, and it sounded like "hey, hey, hey." And I was like, and I just looked at him.
Sound like "have a nice day."
Yeah, and I was like, "Huh?" And he said it again. He said, "Huh," but this time he was going out the door, so the door, they did a little, right? And I was like, and then his friend was behind him. He was like, he looked at me. I looked at him. He was like, you have no idea what he just said, did you? I was like, not at all. He was like, he said it's his birthday. I was like, oh, okay. All right. Well, he was already out the door, so I was like, all right, cool, it's fine. Then when he came back in, I was like, happy birthday, by the way. He was like, thank you. I was like, okay, great, because I would have never got. Thanks. Shout out to his friend.
It was like my birthday. Phone a friend. Yeah.
Shout out to being able to phone a friend in the moment, because that was great. I was like, wow.
Now, I'll be talking to people. It'd be like they be mumbling, whispering. Like we'd be like this. What? And I'll be like, and like in my head, I'll be like, is this what I'll be sounding like?
Yep.
Oh no, we got to speak up. We got to speak up, King. Come on. And I'll do my best to speak up now after these experiences, because I'll be like, excuse me? Mm-hmm. Huh?
I will say out here, they mumble a lot more than I've ever experienced in my life. And our family is, we have a family of low talkers.
Yeah, only be the men, like the black men.
No, it's not.
Well,
it's
that
not
I true. Be encountering.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That I be encountering, it's always black men. Excuse me?
That is true. Yeah.
And they don't move their lips, so I can't even read their lips to try to figure out what they said.
Like, come on, King.
Can't hear nothing you saying.
It's like, what? What'd you say?
He's selling chocolates. Wow, this is what I sound like. Let me speak up.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell y'all that for years. I'm like, I can't hear you.
I be talking loud.
I can't hear you. Selectively.
It be a lot. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it's a lot on my vocal cords to project for long periods of time.
I mean, you know what's crazy? Nobody be asking you to project. It's just a little bit less. Just
that's
a
projecting.
Little bit.
It be
that's
feeling like energy. I'm yelling.
It's just like, it's just right. Be a little bit.
Oh my
bit,
gosh. I'd be like, I said that so
be
loud.
Having a conversation, it'd be like, yeah, you know, huh?
I just yelled.
You can't even, it's like, you couldn't have been meaning for me to hear that. That had to be an under your breath moment.
Because that
could not have been for me. You ain't even put enough breath in that. You would do.
I said your name and everything.
Name, birthday, social.
Yeah, that's just.
Oh, that's too funny. My least favorite conversations. Getting back on topic. I don't hate small talk either anymore, because I do like the fact that, like, I don't know. I think before I was looking at it like all conversations need to lead somewhere, but they don't.
And it's like, I don't even know you.
I don't know you. I probably won't ever see you again. And that's okay.
And if you were oversharing, I might not come back to a conversation.
Come on. Yeah. So I think my least favorite conversations, they're not one-sided. They're not necessarily complaining. But the ones that feel like lectures.
You don't like being talked to.
Yeah. I like having conversation with people, but I also didn't like lectures in school either. So if you're just lecturing me about something, then it just kind of feels like, number one, I already graduated, so I don't need to be here for this. And it also just kind of feels like, I don't know, depending on the topic, I just don't like it. I genuinely don't like it. It gets boring. I know sometimes I get overly excited, and I'm a talker. I have come to accept that I am a talker. So sometimes I really hope that people don't feel like I'm lecturing them, but I don't like feeling like I'm sitting in a lecture, because it's just not an interesting conversation for me. I'm not fully there. You might be there, but I'm just not. I don't want to hear it. I don't. That's why I don't be listening. That's why, it took me a long time to, get into podcasts. To start listening to podcasts. Because I thought that the only ones that there were, a lecture style. Like we talked about before, NPR and all of that stuff. I don't like being lectured. Unless I'm there to be lectured and then I still don't like it, but I want the information. I don't like that. Because then I don't know, depending on the topic and stuff, depending on the person, depending on their countenance and all of that stuff, it might make it feel like you think I don't know this information or you just trying to tell me stuff because you feel like, I don't know, think you better than me.
Yeah, I always find that funny because it'd be the people that have no business thinking they're better than anybody. And they an example for me is somebody was trying to come to tell me how to do my job. Mm. Right. So they're telling me and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you know, I know how to do this. And then I was like, oh, you know what? This is for you. This ain't for me at all. So then it's like, now I get a better gauge. Okay, cool. This person is going to talk to me about stuff whenever he feels he needs to talk to somebody about this. Has nothing to do with me. I can take this whole thing with a grain of salt, with a bucket of salt. I don't even need to look. I can, not saying I don't need to listen, but I don't need to listen. I don't need to take this seriously because it's not about me anyway.
Yeah, but it just kind of feel like I could have left already. Why are we doing this? We don't need to sit here and do this. I didn't even ask you a question. I think those are the ones that I hate the most. I didn't ask you anything, and you decided to give me a lecture. I said hi, and you decided to give me a lecture about something that I don't care about it, or how you said with your job. It'd be like, you're lecturing me about this. I didn't even do this thing. This isn't my job. Mm-hmm. This isn't my role. So I'm going to go ahead and clock out. Hope you have an amazing night. You know? So that's just me.
One of my favorite kind of conversations, low key, are the conversations I didn't expect to have.
Oh, those are
And I
good.
Think I get thrown into a lot of those conversations, but
it's rare to find a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, actually, to be honest, they're all pretty much good. It's just good in different ways. It'll be good, this was good information, or this was good because I know I never want to be like the person you described, or whatever it is, it always ends up being good. But it'll just be like, I actually didn't intend to have a conversation at this very moment. And yeah, it'd just be very interesting to me.
Yeah, I like those conversations, especially the ones where it's unexpected, but y'all both have input, or y'all both are asking questions and are talking it through, and it's not this was unexpected and you just shared, you overshared with me, because I've gotten a lot of those. But it's this was so unexpected, but it was just such a dope conversation in general. And it make you be like, you know what? I would talk to you again. What was your name again? Yeah. Kind of conversations.
In conversations, I don't like feeling like I'm not being heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make me check out. Once I feel like I'm not being heard, I'm not in this conversation anymore. So even if I don't end the conversation, I'm just done talking.
That's like the lectures. I think that's why I don't like feeling like I'm being lectured, because it's you're not hearing me at all. You just want to say what you want to say and disregard anything that is me. So, yeah, I feel that.
Does it happen to y'all often?
Feeling like I'm not being heard? No, not often.
I think it's not. Well, I think at home, not here at home, but in my family, I think I've felt like that often. And that's probably why I don't like certain interactions like that. But also, I've had experiences where, I would literally say something, and they would act like I'm speaking Chinese. And then Damani would say the exact same thing in the exact same sentence structure. And then they'd be like, oh, yeah. And so, I've experienced that before. I don't feel like it's often, but when it happens, it is, I guess, significant. I don't feel like that's the right word.
I just want to choke them.
Yeah, I do. But it's like, it's not like a small moment when it does happen. It's like a larger moment where it's like, bro, I literally just said that and I don't like that. Yeah.
Do you guys feel, what was I about to say?
Here we go again, being therapized.
I'm not even trying to therapize you. I'm just asking. So,
unsolicited therapizing.
I was gonna say. You said you don't. You both of you said, God says it doesn't happen often. But I was gonna say, when you feel like you're not being heard, do you also feel like you're not being understood as well?
Mm-hmm. I don't. I just don't think you're here for the conversation.
Not here for the conversation?
They're just not. He thinks that they're just not here for the conversation.
Like, I feel like it's more a them thing than me thing.
Mm, okay.
So
no, you never intended on listening. You just intended on speaking. Just my perspective.
Go ahead. No, continue. You had a follow up. You can go ahead and.
No, continue what you were saying.
I was going to say, for me, yes. A lot of times when I feel like I'm not being heard, I feel like I'm not being understood. Because in a lot of situations, it is legit the fact that I'm not being heard because you're not understanding what I'm saying. Or the sentiment is that you don't understand what I'm saying, so you don't want to hear me. Does that make sense?
They don't want to hear you because they don't understand you?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't know. This is a lot of pressure. I feel like they do often go together.
Okay, so my next question would be, it's for both of y'all. I mean, for why do you feel you need to be understood?
Oh, I mean, in order to have a conversation, on some level, I feel like there needs to be a level of understanding.
Or interest in understanding.
Yeah, like because my standpoint in a lot of conversations is that I'm actually interested in understanding you. In order to hold a conversation like that, I would want it to be reciprocated, or I would think that there's a need for it to be reciprocated so that the conversation could be productive.
Productive?
Yeah, like it could be a good conversation.
Okay, got you. I was asking because for me, I've realized more recently that I'm okay with not being understood because that gives me an opportunity to be known. Like, if you don't understand me, it typically gives me an opportunity to explain more.
I think that in the situations where I have been in, where I'm not understood, I'm not in a situation where it's giving me the opportunity to explain more. It's in a dismissive way. So that's why in those moments I don't feel heard, because it's not like, oh, I can explain my perspective. It's like, nah, you just dismissed me because you didn't understand. And you had no interest in understanding. And you just wanted your stance or your opinion or whatever it is, your words to be heard.
Okay. That's real.
But now, I don't really focus on being understood. I ask what I ask. I explore what conversations I want to explore. And when I'm ready to be done talking, I'm done talking. Because I don't mind talking to myself. I can talk to myself all day long. I can talk to the camera all day long. I don't necessarily need to be understood by every single person in the world. It's something that I had to, you know, understand for myself. As long as I understand me, that's what matters.
I agree. You had something you want to say, Reese?
Well, yeah, so I think conversations in general, I love them. I hate them. They're my favorite. They're not my favorite. Sign on, I'm playing. Do y'all have any final thoughts on conversations? What's your favorite conversation? Well, you already said what your favorite conversations are. Any advice on holding a good conversation? Because that's all we've really been talking about. Conversations and questions.
Advice on having a good conversation?
Yeah.
Go further than a yes or a no. Or actually show interest in the conversation. That's my advice. Show interest in the conversation. Like, so if you're in the conversation and you want to be in the conversation, act like you want to be in the conversation.
Be an active participant.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I'd say listen more. because it allows you to be a more part of the conversation. So I say listen more and be curious about the individual who's in front of you. Because a lot of times we don't care about the person who's in front of us. We care about the thought that we don't want to lose.
For me, I would say, say what you mean and mean what you say. Don't worry about overthinking it. If you have to rephrase your wording or your question, just still be sure that you're being clear in what you want to ask. Don't worry about beating around the bush or sugarcoating it. But also, don't be rude. Just be kind. And yeah, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Breezes in the ear. His holiness. Badman Breezington.
Pardon me. He's forgetting his name.
So many titles.
It's your humble friend, Imani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If you haven't already, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. Also, check out all the links in the description. We got art. We got events coming up. We got a Patreon. If you want to watch this episode live and early, join in on the conversation with us. Definitely join our Patreon. And also, we got music. Stream our music. Buy our vinyls. Do all of the things. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, give me one another J.
Get out my face. Get out my face. Get out my. Get out my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.